Yeah, I'm based out of London now. So I originally came over, I got a job key for the Queen part-time. So I got let go from that then because I like Barry's, she likes Lions. Bit of a disagreement. But my girlfriend is working as a nurse over here, and I just said, I'm young now, might as well give it a go, going somewhere else, and London isn't too far away from home, so it wasn't a big decision really. But the Shine has been great, because I'm working in the MMA clinic. Graham Boylan got on to me saying there was a coaching position available, and I jumped at it, and now just living in the gym all day every day, just being around other fighters and stuff. It's a really good atmosphere and stuff, so I feel really good for this one.
That must be the dream as a fighter, to work as a full time coach and be able to devote all your time to coaching and your own training.
Yeah, literally, I can't complain. Like, it's a dream come true. Waking up every morning and not dreading work is a great feeling, so I'm loving it at the moment. And like I said, there's plenty of other guys in the gym. Like, there's pro boxers, there's pro MMA guys, there's a few other Thai fighters and stuff. So just being around people who are constantly in competition and just working on different things all the time. And even when I'm not training myself, just coaching even new people, it still makes me think back to just the basics of Thai boxing and working on that myself in my head. So all's good. Life's good at the moment.
Had you much coaching experience before you left, or is this your first kind of full time coaching gig?
Well, obviously I've been training now 9 years, and coming up through the ranks and stuff. Once you get a bit of experience, even at home in Cork Thai under Anthony, I would have always tried to help out people who are new to the gym. So I would have coaching experience in that way, but I've never actually had an official coaching position. So this is my first official coaching position.
And how are you finding it?
It's good, really enjoyable. Like, I just love helping people who are new to the sport, and watching them kind of grow and develop a bit and fall in love with the sport like I did myself. It really brought me back to when I started as well. I suppose just seeing the eagerness and stuff. And there's a few guys there today. It was just at an interclub. Four guys from the gym had their first competition, and just brought back memories of my first one, the nerves, and then the excitement and the great feeling afterwards of the achievements and stuff. So yeah, it's really, really lucky, you know, at the moment to have this position, and thanks to Graham Boylan, I suppose, for giving me that opportunity and working in his gym.
Yeah, and speaking of Graham, I suppose, with him being so big in the world of mixed martial arts, is he trying to convince you to turn your hands to MMA?
Yeah, he's mentioned it to me. So he's a busy man, obviously. He has Cage Warriors starting up now again, so I wouldn't be seeing him too much in the gym and stuff, but when I do, he does talk about it. Like, and it is something myself, I love all forms of fighting. Like, obviously Thai boxing is my first love, but I've tried my hand at boxing, amateur boxing at home, and I spar with some of the pro guys over here, and I spar with the MMA guys, and I have done a bit of jiu-jitsu since I got the coaching position. Now the fact I'm in the gym all day, I can just do my own two sessions of Thai boxing, and then I might get a third session of jiu-jitsu just to get a sweat going and try learning a new martial art. I just love just competing and love martial arts. So it's definitely something that in the head. We see, you know, I've just fight first on Saturday, get that out of the way, get the win, get the Four Nations title, and then I'll start thinking about what to do after that.
Yeah, and you've got Michael Rustle there, the jiu-jitsu coach, who's one of the best around.
Yeah, and to be fair, Michael is a gent. Like, he's really, the few classes I've gone to, he's given me a lot of attention, and the way he explains things is really good, you know. He explains them really well, makes it really easy to understand. And also then, I'm lucky enough in the fact that I have another gym in Urban Kings with Josh Palmer just down the road. He's originally from Cork, and he lives over here now as well, so I can go to that gym for a bit of sparring and stuff as well. And even originally, before I got the position in MMA clinic, was going there doing a small bit of jiu-jitsu and doing the Thai boxing. So I'm really lucky that I don't have any affiliation in terms of, like, I was a Cork Thai at home, you wouldn't be able to go jumping around different gyms. But over here, the fact that I'm new to here, I'm going to different gyms, KO gyms, another gym I've gone to, and train my guys there. So I'm getting a good scope of different training partners, and it's really beneficial. Really lucky to have it.
And you're fighting next week in Scotland. How long has it been now since your last fight?
So I fought, the last fight was King Cowley last May when I lost the Irish title. So that's added a lot of fuel to the fire. I kind of, I suppose, took my foot off the gas for a small bit afterwards, and I haven't fought since. But moving over here last October as well, that was taking up a lot of time. I wasn't committing to anything. So it's been just under a year since the last fight, so I'm so excited, I can't even explain it, just to get punched in the face again.
Looking forward to it. Who are you fighting next week, and do you know much about him?
Yeah, fighting Alan Strachan. So he's Scottish champion, Scottish number one, and he fought my stablemate Paul Budden about a year and a half ago, and I got fight of the year in Scotland. So I know he's tough, I know he's a strong, aggressive fighter. But this stage, now it's my 24th fight on Saturday.
Wow.
So it's nothing I haven't seen before. Like, even I know he's going to be good. I know I'm going to have to be on form to beat him. So I just have to put it all on the line on the day and put on a good show for people there and take the belt home to Cork.
So yeah, 10 months out since your last fight, as you mentioned, so he must be just dying to get back in there.
Yeah, to be fair, people are asking me as well, like, oh, you're a bit ring rust and stuff and all that. I'm not, for the fact that I still haven't stopped training ever. And previous to that, I fought 7 times in just over a year, so I was very active, and I was sparring all the time. So it's not the only thing on my mind is just how excited I am. Like, and even if I look back today when I was with Interclub with the guys doing their first fight, and I thought of how nervous I used to be before.
Yeah,
it's completely changed now. I think with the experience, there's nothing but excitement.
So that's that fight next Saturday. Is there a chance that you'll get back and fight Neptune this year, do you think?
Definitely, yeah, that's on the car. This was, I keep my car close to the chest because Martin will probably give out to me. But
you will.
There's definitely something on the cards.
Excellent, I'm looking forward to hearing that fight announced. Shane, yeah, I'm not going to wish you luck ahead of next week because you don't need it. I'm fully convinced you're going to get the win next week. But I'm really looking forward to seeing how you get on next week and looking forward to seeing the performance afterwards.
Cheers, buddy, and thanks for taking the time out to interview me.